You're listening to Rosie on the House.
Yeah. I hope you're bringing some more gas for that chainsaw, Mr. Eisenhower. We got some storm damage cleanup to cover today. Good morning. You are tuned in to Rosie on the House, second Saturday of the month. So we're talking trees with Mr. John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service. If you have a question, we'd like to talk to John about your tree situation. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.
John looks a little tired this morning.
You can text to 411-923, or you can email info@rosieonthehouse.com. I definitely have never seen his beard that long.
I know. It's been we actually had a chainsaw running at about 6:15 this morning. I thought, oh, well. There was actually a rooster crowing real close by. I thought, well, hey, the rooster's already woke everybody up. But people have to understand this time of year when tree services start firing up their equipment this early in the morning is to try to beat the heat, because we are digging our way out of a lot of tough situations, people with big trees down all over town. And yeah, we were out this morning early. I was trying to dig.
And even just keeping up with customer workload, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, with the added trees down all over town, it's just been, our guys are working a lot overtime. We'll be doing several more weekends this summer. But yeah, we were digging out a big root ball this morning. I had to go home and jump in the swimming pool just to, I had my boots are all muddy, so I had to come in and get all cleaned up to get into the radio station here. I almost drug in here, but I didn't want to track mud into that building. So, no, it's been a busy couple of weeks. I heard you guys referring to this big storm. This was a big storm, and when I say big, it wasn't just the intensity of the storm, which was pretty intense. Big, 70-mile straight line winds. That's what does it. It's those the microbursts bring a little more vicious wind. But it's local. It's usually in quarter mile, maybe half mile area where you get this downdraft and the real strong winds. But it's brief in duration, but it can be pretty heavy winds. These straight line winds that come into an area like the ones we had a week or so ago, they were across the entire city. We had calls from Santan Valley. We had calls from Anthem. We had calls from Goodyear. We had calls from Litchfield. We had calls from Sun City West, all the way down to Avondale and further, and then into Buckeye. So this was a massive storm in terms of the geography of it. It went across this entire metro area and took out a lot of trees. This is strange because 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, we had a pretty significant storm, if you remember.
They rated it one of the biggest ever.
Well, I keep thinking that there aren't any more trees that are vulnerable. I keep thinking that, okay.
That first one got them all.
Yeah, it's almost like a scouring effect where a storm blows through an area and you think it's taken out all the weakest trees, the ones that are vulnerable. And then you think, okay, well, we're good for a year or so before any more trees go down. But then this last storm, just on the heels of the one before, which was pretty bad, took out a lot of other trees. It occurs to me that some of the reason for that is that these storms can come in from different directions. So if they come in from the south, it takes out all the trees that are vulnerable from a wind from the south, ones that have that exposure. This last wind came in from the north. Everything, all the trees we saw that went down in this last storm blew from the north to the south. So maybe the vulnerability for all, there's a whole set of trees across the valley that weren't affected by the southerly winds, but then are vulnerable to northerly winds. So we've had, it's pretty bad. Still across town, like you said at the Shade Conference, there were still trees down. We have customers who, God bless them, have been patient because we had to triage the calls. We had 25 calls before 8 o'clock on Monday night. The storm hit Monday, and we had calls rolling in. And then on Tuesday, the phones simply rang off the hook for the next 3 or 4 days. And all we could do was triage the requests and try to dig people out who couldn't get into their homes or had their cars.
Got to prioritize.
Cars were underburied. And so we still have a lot of trees and stumps that we've. We went around to a lot of the customers and just took the trees away from the home so they could get into their house or get out from under branches or trees on neighbors' homes. And then we just sometimes just stacked the brush and got them where they could live around their home. And then we just have to schedule them to go back to finish the projects. But it's been a around-the-clock circus in many ways. I've got a great staff, and going to have to think of something special to do for our office team, especially because our workers are just working their behinds off out there. But our office team, too, is just it's been pretty stressful trying to.
Would this be a good time for somebody to get a big truckload of chips? Wood chips?
Sure. Yeah. Well, we have a waiting list of people who want, if you want wood chips.
I was just saying, I know you've had a waiting list. Are you going to be able to catch that waiting list
well,
up?
We do the best we can because it has to be convenient for us. You know, sometimes it's easier for us to get to the landfill so we can move on and get that truck empty.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have to coordinate it with a residential chip dump, sometimes it's more time consuming than it's mm-hmm. of value to us. The chips are free, but if you can catch us, what we try to do is we coordinate those dumps when we're in your area. So you just put in a request and then we try to organize it. And hopefully it can be dumped when you're not around and you kind of designate a location and we can just go and dump the chips and go.
Can I just pull my pickup truck in front of the chute from the chips?
We've
and
actually
stay
done
there
that.
For a few minutes
sure.
and then haul out when you've got
loaded? We've actually done that. We have customers who say, can you just point the chipper down onto the ground in that area and just shoot us chips for a half hour, 45 minutes? And we absolutely. We love to leave chips on site. There are certain jobs where we can actually do that, where we don't even have to chip them into the back of the truck. We just scatter them into the surrounding area. If you've got an area with a lot of dust, a lot of loose soil, and you can do that, those chips can be spread over the desert surface and be a great organic amendment to the soil over the years as they break down.
I'd love to get a couple big loads of chips. Our orchard is full of horse manure spread on the mm-hmm. surface, and I'd love to add the chips and then just take the disc and mulch it all together with all this great rain we've got right now. And
perfect.
Just let it all start decomposing and doing its magic.
Yeah. I just, speaking of leaves and debris, we have a, I need to get home. I heard someone mention doing some work when they got home today. I have some pine trees that have, when the storms come, those pines, it shakes every dead leaf out, every dead needle out of the pines. And we just have a buildup of pine needles. And I've got like 7 Aleppos at our house. And so it's just buckets and buckets and buckets of needles. But anyway, I need to get up and clean my gutters out. This is a great time to get up there to get on your roof and to just check your scuppers, make sure they're not full of leaves. Because when the rains come and you've got flat roof, those leaves can collect at the scuppers, and then it backs up, and you have a lake on the top of your house. So this is a good time to, if you're thinking about it this morning, well, there's a little bit of cloud cover yet, and it's cool enough to get up on the roof, just take a quick walk around, clean the scuppers out, make sure you release that water, get it down the down drain, and don't throw away all those leaves. I love to get a nice pair of leather gloves because you don't want to get your hands cut. And I reach into the gutter and scoop up all that bit of silt and dust and all those needles, and it makes the best compost. If it's been sitting there in your gutters also for a few weeks, or months, it's already started composting. So that's the best compost starter you'll ever have is the stuff you can collect off your roof that's been sitting around for a while, because half the composting has already happened. So this is a good time to do it while it's still wet. Pull it together, put it in I usually just carry a regular 30-gallon trash can up there with me and collect all that. And then every now and then I'll dump it. If it gets too full, I'll just dump it over the edge of the roof into a spot on the ground, then I'll pick it up later. We live in Phoenix, so we have Phoenix Services, and we're part of their recycle program. So we have the black bin for our trash, the blue bin for the recycling, but we also have a brown bin for our horticultural clippings. And it's a pilot program, hasn't gone across the whole city yet. I think they're going to pretty soon make it a standard deal. But we have the ability to put out our clippings, too, into the regular weekly pickup. And I like to do that too, set that can out and fill it up with all those stuff off the roof. If I've overflowed my compost piles, I've got like about 7 compost piles around my yard in different places. One close to our kitchen so we can put the kitchen scraps out. Then I got several out back so we can put our grass clippings and some other stuff in there. And then I've got a tumbler one. And I think I might have mentioned in the past, I have a couple of old horse troughs that I found on the side of the road. Someone was throwing them out at the city pickup, and the bottoms were rusted out. And it's perfect for a compost bin because the top part of it is galvanized, and it's beautiful. It's only about 2 feet tall, 3 feet, maybe 2.5 feet tall, and it's solid as can be with galvanized metal, but the bottom's rusted out. So I even made the bottom even more perforated. I punched a bunch of holes in it with a pry bar, and now I just put my compost in there and all my leaves and trimmings, and it makes a real easy compost pile to turn with a pitchfork. If you can have a little compost pile like that around your house, you can take all that stuff off your roof, all the stuff out of your gutters, all your clippings, and make some of the best compost and return that back into the soil around your trees and shrubs, and you'll have happy plants.
We're talking trees with John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service. We have a number of calls in. Obviously related to the storm damage, and I think we should probably spend a few minutes talking about, assessing whether the tree just, finished what the wind started and bring it down, or how to maybe guy wire, restake it, and determine this is worth saving and how to save it. But we also have the tree of the month. What's our tree?
Our tree of the month is the desert fern or the Lysoloma thornberry.
Okay.
It's an awesome tree. We'll talk about it.
Right. And we'll cover the tree of the month after the segment. Then after the news, we'll get into storm damage repair.
There you go.